But while we await your calls and your reflections, we continue with the show that we had planned. We were supposed to have our little road trip a little bit earlier in the show. It's stop two of our small dorp tour across the Western Cape. Remember last week we hit the N1, then we made a right on the R60, then onto the R62. We spoke to PJ Basson. He was the owner of the Montague Country Lodge and Hotel in Montague. Today we stay on the R62 and we're just about 2 and a bit hours up the road until we reach the Klein Karoo. We find ourselves in Oudtshoorn today, a place of my childhood memories. We used to go there quite a bit. I haven't been there in probably close to 20 years in Oudtshoorn, but Charlie Nunn is a guide and an operator at the Buck and Crow Ostrich Feather Palace in Oudtshoorn. We're still full of ostriches in that era. Do the people still come for the ostriches, Charlie?
Yes. We're not allowed to ride them anymore, but they're still plenty here. Yeah.
I'm going to get in trouble with this by the time I go visit my dad at the weekend, but shame. I witnessed an ostrich buckle under the weight of my father when we were still allowed. But probably in humanitarian reasons, that's probably the best thing to do, isn't it?
Yes.
How has things been over the last 18 months? We see tourism finally starting to get back into the swing of things. How have you guys at the Buck and Crow Ostrich Feather Palace been dealing with the last 18 months?
Yeah, well, it's a very big change. I remember when I started off with the tourism and stuff here a few years ago in Oudtshoorn. We used to get a lot of Germans and Dutch and Belgium people and all other nations as well. And I actually learned to speak the languages and doing tours in those languages. And all of a sudden, I don't hear no people speaking Dutch and German around anymore. But what is excellent is the fact that over weekends, we are very busy in town here now and in this area. Because there's so much to be seen for the locals. I don't think the locals really visited the little dorpies and towns in the past. But nowadays we concentrate on them. We used to push them aside, you know, because we were actually specializing in overseas market. But we really welcome the people now, and it's wonderful how people are driving around and visiting their own areas, you know.
And that's what we want to do with our small dorp tour here on the Morning Review. We understand that there are plenty of hidden gems of small little towns and dorps who usually would benefit from the drive-through traffic of going up to Joburg or any major destination. We often ignore the small towns. But I know that Oudtshoorn is a major venue. It is a major center, especially with the Klein Karoo Nationale Kunstefeest. It hasn't been going on for the last few years because of COVID restrictions. Have you seen a real impact on the sector because those festivals couldn't operate?
Yes, definitely. I mean, with the last one, the people had already set up camps and the little stalls and everything. And people spent a lot of money to come down here, and all of a sudden they cancelled it, you know. But this has really hit the town because people used to come down to Oudtshoorn not only for the festival, but also for all the other things around here, the caves and places like Barkens Kraal and other guest houses. The guest houses were always full during that time. And people got to know an area that they would never have known if they didn't come to the Karkine Kar.
And it's more than just ostriches and the Crocodile Park. Is the Crocodile Park still going there in Oudtshoorn? That was last time I was there. There was a Crocodile Park.
Yes, the Crocodile Park is still there. And there's lots of other animals there, tigers and lions. Yeah. And all kinds of animals and stuff there, which is very nice to see, stuff that you don't normally see in any little zoo or actually a camp or whatever. But yeah, there you can actually go. And for the kids, it's great because they can see them close up and say, yeah, yeah, there are lots of things to see here.
And there's more than just ostriches and kango caves and, as you said, animals. I just recently read that there are tours and packages also simply to look at the geology, the ground geology, the rocks of the Klein Karoo. I think that's also quite fascinating.
Yes, we have the Spotberg Pass, which is, of course, a very, very nice tour, because there you see the different rock formations and the tectonic plates, how they moved. And also, there's a lot of stuff. And also flowers. The flowers are different on the one side of the mountain compared to the other side of the mountain, which the mountain actually splits the Klein Karoo from the Great Karoo. Mm. So if you go over the Swartberg Pass, it's already a geological tour, except for the fact that it's very beautiful. If you stand on top of the mountain, you can actually see about 70 kilometers actually, I think 170 kilometers towards the Great Karoo and about 100 kilometers to the Small Karoo towards George Side. So you've got a beautiful view there. It's a lovely, lovely tour to do.
We're doing this out of for nothing. We just want to get people to start traveling and visit the small towns, the small dorpies. You have a 90-second pitch, Charlie, on why people, as the next destination, you know, be hitting the N1 from Cape Town, make a right on the R62, go past Montague. You know, it's a beautiful road out there and lots of things to see. And why should they be stopping in Oates Waring for the next trip?
Well, you know, except for the fact that there are so many things to be seen here, and it's a very, very old historical place. For the ostriches, the ostrich boom was in the early 1900s and also late 1800s, where people started realizing that there's a lot of value in ostriches. You can, like for instance, if you stay in a place like Barkens Kraal, there's a facility for day tours where you can go to all these different places and also the museums and stuff in town. Barkens Kraal is what they call a feather palace or an ostrich palace. There are a number of them around. In town, there's a couple you will always, or not always, most of them have a little turret on the one side, so you will actually recognize these houses. Barkens Kraal hasn't got the turret, but it's still a big house. They were owned by the big barons of the ostrich industry, which were mostly Jewish people years ago. But then also, if you stay over in a place like that, you can do stargazing. I'm a guide. I do stargazing with people. The skies are so open and so beautiful, and this is one place where you can actually come in total darkness and see, look at the sky like you have hardly ever seen it.
Charlie, your slogan at Barkens Kraal is you deserve a feathered nest. You're quite plush, and I'm going through some of the pictures here, and I'm very impressed. This is somewhere that I'd like, after traveling for about 4 hours, to get to and put my feet up and relax in quite a plush setting.
Yeah, no, it's got Barkens Kraal itself, the big house, and then it's also got a couple of cottages around it, which are also four star. They've got about 12 bedrooms, and five of them are actually family units, which can accommodate about four people per unit, you know. And then there's a big swimming pool, as you can see on the picture there, and there's a nice shady tree outside. You can sit under the tree and relax, a glass of wine or a beer or whatever next to the swimming pool. Otherwise, you sit in the sun. And in the evening, you can braai. There's facilities to make fires and also to have a braai. And, of course, inside the house, they have fantastic meals. You can either take the normal sit-in meal, or otherwise you can actually take a la carte menu. And then, I mean, if you haven't eaten ostrich meat before,
love it.
When you come here, these guys know. I've only been in Oudtshoorn for about 10 years now, but I never thought ostrich meat could be as good as it is. And sometimes I get people from other towns and also from the Transvaal, and they say they will never eat an ostrich or so. And then after they've eaten it, not knowing what it was, they repeat the order. So you get very, very good meals at Barkenskraal. And also, as I say, they serve wine and beers and all kinds of drinks if you want to enjoy that. And then it's a very big farm. It's about 130 hectares where they actually grow lucerne and wheat. And it's a full farming, it's not just that it is a guest house. It's a farm.
It's an ostrich farm.
Active farm. They actually breed the little ostriches there. They sell the meat. They do the skins. They do everything. And then you can actually go on this ostrich tour that we take you. And they actually show you the little babies and how they are bred and how they are incubated and everything. You will learn everything about ostriches.
Do they still allow the kiddies to stand on the eggs?
Yeah. The eggs are right, yeah.
Dr. Charlie Nunn is a tour guide. He's an operator at the Barkenskraal Ostrich Feather Palace out in Oudtshoorn. It's the second stop of our small dorp.